Across Australia, female imprisonment rates have doubled in the last decade, and Indigenous women account for almost the entire increase. That's the shocking finding of new research conducted by criminologist Professor Eileen Baldry, who's labelled the situation appalling and scandalous. The first Indigenous magistrate in New South Wales, Pat O'Shane, says handing out repeat short sentences means prison rehabilitation programs are useless. Sarah Dingle reports.
Prison figures are never light reading, but Professor Eileen Baldry says the last decades are particularly disturbing. Speaking at a forum at New South Wales Parliament, the criminologist said there's been a big jump in the number of Australian women locked up.
The female incarceration rate has doubled. The women's incarceration rate has risen much faster than the male incarceration rate. And we can see that Indigenous women account for almost all of the increase. I think it's unconscionable.
Aboriginal women make up around 2% of the female population, but a third of Australia's female prison population. Professor Baldry says it's true that if you do the crime, you serve the time, but female Aboriginal prisoners are more likely to also first have been victims.
There are quite significant rates of violence against Aboriginal women. There are significant experiences of use of drug and alcohol to address those traumas. Larger numbers of Aboriginal women are experiencing homelessness and are experiencing cognitive impairment, sometimes from accidents, sometimes from fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. These things also are very likely to bring Aboriginal women into contact with the criminal justice system. It's usually petty offending. There are large numbers of Aboriginal women eventually incarcerated for driving offences, shoplifting. With my research team, we can see that for the same offences, Aboriginal women are more likely to be locked up than non-Aboriginal women.
According to Professor Baldry's research, women who are sentenced to prison are only being imprisoned for short periods of time. The first Aboriginal magistrate in the New South Wales local court, Pat O'Shane, says short sentences are useless, and they also mean that prison rehabilitation programs fail.
All the education programs that might ever be available in prison are going to be pretty much worthless for this reason. I've actually known colleagues to send people to jail for 21 days or 1 month. Anything under 12 months, in my view, is utterly useless.
Ms. O'Shane says some of her former judicial colleagues lack the imagination to consider sentencing alternatives to short prison terms.
There are some, however, who are simply malicious. They're there, make no mistake about it. And they have very deep prejudices, not only in respect of race, but also in respect of gender.
Nationally, Professor Baldry says Indigenous women are 24 times more likely than non-Indigenous women to go to jail.
Sarah Dingle reporting.